Now, I'd like to welcome Kenny Brandy to the table. Hello, Kenny, and welcome.
Hello, Rob. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, it certainly is. Now, Kenny, I found what you said to everyone here really fascinating, and particularly because you've got a fishing background from Ken Bogg. Could you let listeners know about the dangers that they face? Because you started off as in a trawler boat or something?
Yes, that's right. I started off when I left school working on a fishing trawler, working on a prawn fishing trawler. Bless you, sir. Yeah, no problem at all, anytime. God bless you. I'll come again. All the best. Yeah, aye, God. Yes, I started off when I left school at the age of 16 going to sea and working out of a twin rig prawn trawlers out of Fraserburgh. So that was my introduction to the real life of hard work, if you like. And that meant just going away for trips at sea for 8 to 10 days at a time.
So and, how did you cope when you were at sea, and what was your first day like?
Yes, I remember my first trip at sea. It didn't last very long because we had to come in with some broken wires. But for the 4 or 5 days that we were out at sea, it was very rough, very choppy. I'd been accustomed to being in boats before because as a young lad, I always went out with my grandfather and other guys and on boats. So I was familiar what it was to roll about at sea, and I had my sea legs already, if you like, but I don't think anything quite prepares you for life out at sea working as a trawlerman. That's a real wake-up call, really.
So what are some of the dangers that you can find up on a fishing boat?
Well, some of the dangers, of course, is you're out there in the elements, you're exposed to the elements.
No problem. That's right.
Lots of people coming past and speaking to Kenny as he goes out. So
I hope it was
he's a live target. Kenny's just telling us about the life on a trawler boat.
Yes, so there's a couple of people coming up to thank me for the talk today. Yeah, so because some of the dangers are obviously you are out there at the mercy of the sea, if you like, and it doesn't matter how secure or sturdy your boat is, you're always going to be to some degree exposed to the elements, whether that's the waves or the wind and all that comes with that. It's a very real threat, and sometimes, you know, those waves can tower up above you like a tenement building, and if you don't have your wits about you, that can come down on top of you and of course sweep you overboard. So there's a danger of the elements itself, the waves, the wind, but also the machinery and the equipment that you're using on board the boat. That which is designed to help you catch fish or prawns or whatever it is can very quickly turn and become your worst enemy. A rope around your leg becomes a noose. You know, a net shooting out the back of the boat becomes, you know, something to knock you over into the icy cold water. So yeah, there's lots and lots of dangers.
And of course that happens, and then the fisherman's mission is there to pick up the pieces afterwards. Mm-hmm. So on average, you were giving some figures. Could you take us through some of the figures?
Yes, so some of those figures were that, you know, the average on a yearly basis, 15 fishermen are either injured or killed every year here in the UK, which is a staggering amount when you think about it, that even in these days with health and safety and proper equipment and all the rest of it, that's still a very real risk. And of course, fishing is the most dangerous occupation out of peacetime, most dangerous, most grueling occupation here in the country. So 15 per year. And out of the 13,000 people that work in the fishing industry, when you think about it, it's a quite staggering amount to be killed or seriously injured every year.
Indeed.
So if the fisherman's mission, Rob, would then come into a situation like that, providing practical, spiritual, pastoral support in any way, you know, whether it's putting an arm around them, having a cup of tea with them, or helping them to access grants or some sort of financial support, practical support, yeah.
And then there's also the issue of having to attend funerals and things like that.
Yes, of course. Yes, funerals are part of the job as well, sadly. We've got to be there for every part of the journey. You know, as one person testified to, one widow of a fisherman, her testimony was that the fisherman's mission walked with us every step of the way from start to finish. And that means, of course, being there to provide services for funerals and things of that nature as well, and also weddings if they need be.
Oh, yes,
as well,
really,
yes.
Good.
So bless you, sir. No problem at all. All the best. Is that right? Well, bless you. Thank you for your encouragement.
Say you have a nice to hear the Lord's statement.
He's good. God is good. Yeah.
God is indeed good.
I'll see you again.
It's great.
So yeah, I hope that helps you.
Definitely. Could you tell us some more about the work of the Fisherman's Mission and what you've managed to do in the past year?
Okay, in the past year, the Fisherman's Mission have helped to support 152 children of fishermen, We visited 4,861 fishing boats and had meetings with 2,500 fishermen. We conducted 8,054 welfare visits. There were 221 fishermen helped after emergencies at sea. And we helped fishermen access grants totaling 1.1 million, which is quite staggering when you think about it. And in the process of doing all that, we covered 98,795 miles travelling to deliver those services. So when you think
that's
about it,
that's a lot. But in this area, or just as a fisherman's missioner?
Well, that's not just in this area, of course, that's nationwide. Yeah, so.
And what about yourself? How many miles would you travel in a year or expected to travel?
I'll be honest, I've not really started clocking that up yet, but I'll let you know when I get started.
Because your remit goes really all the way from like Fraserburgh, Peterhead, Banff.
Well, no, it's actually just Aberdeen. We have separate officers in Peterhead separate superintendents. Steve Murray does the one in Peterhead, and Miriam does the one in Fraserburgh.
Yes.
So my remit, if you like, is from Aberdeen down as far as Fife, St Monans, in fact.
That's still quite a long way.
So yes, it is. But I have a colleague, Peter Donald, who covers from Arbroath down the way, so he's there to help as well.
So for people listening, how can people actually help? Because obviously you need funds to do this, need that, but what else can they do?
Yes, well, obviously we're a charitable organisation, so we rely solely on the generosity of people. We have no lottery funding or government funding as such. We rely totally on generous donations and legacies. That's how our income comes in from year to year. So people can help really by, first of all, praying for us. Pray for the work. Pray that God will provide every need. We know he will, but he answers the prayers of the saints, so we need that. But we also encourage people to give. And if this work comes across to you as being a valuable work, a worthwhile charity to sow into, and it is, you know, we encourage people to dig deep and to donate and to give and to donate towards the work of the mission.
Okay. Out of interest, do you work with other charities, sea charities as well, and do you sort of share resources with them?
Yes, well, we work in close tandem with the Seafarers Mission, which is basically next door to us in Market Street. So there's always a crossover there. We can always help each other in various ways. Howard Drysdale, he oversees and runs that work there, but they deal mostly with the larger ships, the boats in the oil industry, standby boats, and they do a great work there as well, yes. So we have a good working relationship with the other charities. The Stonehaven Charity Shop, we work closely with them. They also do a great work, and so we're just blessed to be in contact with them.
So just to highlight the issue of the needs of fishermen, there will always be a need. Would you say there's a growing need, or would you say that the need has been fairly stable for some time?
Okay, well, because Aberdeen is no longer an active fishing port as it was back in its heyday, most of the beneficiaries that I deal with are retired fishermen or widows or family members of fishermen. So, in a sense, it's not sort of growing in that sense, but we believe passionately in David Dickens, the gentleman who oversees the whole of the Fisherman's Mission. Passionately believes that there might be other fishermen, retired fishermen out there, sitting in houses, in homes across Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire, who need the support of the mission. And we're not yet in contact with them, but we'd love to make contact with them. So we really believe that we can expand and grow the work in that sense, if that's a possibility. It might be that even some of your listeners today know of a retired fisherman, an old sea dog who's, you know, he's sitting there in his house somewhere in Aberdeen and could do with the support of the Fisherman's Mission, and we'd love to be that support. Yeah.
What we'll do is, if you're happy, we'll certainly pray with you for you. But then, if you finish off by giving the web details and how people can contribute, which would be really, really good. So while you're getting that up, should we just pray for you just now?
That would be fantastic. Yeah.
We look forward to hearing more from the work of the Fisherman's Mission in the future. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we just want to bring before you Kenny Brandy and indeed everyone, all the fundraisers and everyone who is associated with the Fisherman's Mission. Give you thanks, Lord, for Kenny having come on board here and for his work so far. We give you thanks, Lord, for his background, for his family, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that first of all, in all things, he would look to you. In all things, he would have peace of mind and heart, that you would guide him in all his ways, that you would give him the wisdom and indeed joy that he needs to communicate that to the people that he meets. So we pray for that, Lord God, and ask, Lord, that you would thoroughly bless Kenny and the Fisherman's Mission. Give them every resource, Lord, that they need, not only now, but for the future, throughout time, Lord God. And we look forward to hearing more about the work of the Fisherman's Mission in the future. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rob, for praying for us. Much appreciated. Yeah.
Okay, right. Would you like to finish off by giving us a... contacts.
The contact details, okay, so you can call us directly at our offices in Market Street. We're at 196 Market Street in Aberdeen. And you can call us on, if I can just get the number up here, 01224 584 651, or you can go straight onto our website and find on there, on the Fisherman's Mission website, hold on a second, I'll get it for you, www.fishermansmission.org, and on there .org.uk, and on there you can go to different ways, various ways in which you can help. Maybe it is that you have some fundraising ideas yourself and some creative ideas that could go towards helping to raise funds for the Fisherman's Mission. And if that's so, please get in touch with us. If you'd like to donate straight to us, there's the ability to do that either on the website or over the phone. But we value your prayers most of all, and so keep us in your prayers, and we'll look forward to hearing from some of you soon.